Hello, Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Today, taking the routes old and new. The song has been a staple in Christian hymnals for more than a century, underscoring deeply held beliefs. The Way of the Cross Leads Home might be in the running for Christian's national anthem if it ever came to a vote. Endeared by all denominations, the hymn was written in 1906. Until here lately, the way to Branson, Missouri, has not been quite so clear. Though the highway routes to this Christian entertainment mecca are many, and despite many being picturesque on some of the trip, they can easily eat up hours in a day for many Texans visiting Branson. Eureka! Southern Airways Express offers twice daily flights from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport to Harrison, Arkansas, just a half hour from Branson. Round trip costs around $150, parking is free, and the two-hour flight is a few thousand feet aloft, offering free look-sees at colorful foliage below. The aircraft has 8 seats, and there are some safety requirements that may seem unfamiliar, such as stepping on the weight scales that will determine exact weight of both passengers and luggage. Rent a car, use an Uber app, or better yet, call a friend for the final leg to Branson. To make this work, pack light and arrive early for check-in. En route to this one-of-a-kind entertainment center emphasizing God and country, one sees an exit for College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout, Missouri. It's a stop worth taking. A scant half dozen miles from Branson, this college of some 1,500 students. The Lord is honored, and patriotism is the hallmark of what is commonly called Hard Work University, a nickname richly deserved. Students earn their way to four-year degrees by working at numerous campus sites. They graduate without any debt, unlike so many college graduates who have massive debts hanging over their necks upon graduation. Named College of the Ozarks president in 2022, Dr. Brad Johnson envisioned a symbol to underscore the institution's God and country emphases. It already had the Missouri Vietnam Veterans Memorial, so the cross reminds students and visitors of Christ upon entering or leaving the campus. Artist-designer Max Greiner, Jr. was commissioned for the project, the empty cross, made of steel, 40 feet tall, and weighing 28,000 pounds. It was erected last year. Having written about Branson many times, I had never been present for the much-heralded Christmas in Branson. I was late getting to the party, but made it this year. The community is emblazoned by lights and Christmas decor, and Branson shows glitz it up with festive costumes and Christmas music through the first week of January. During a whirlwind visit of just 46 hours, I was able to attend 7 shows, including Sight and Sound Theater's Miracle of Christmas, where sold-out performances are common at a venue that is now Branson's crown jewel. The 2,200-seat theater dazzles, productions are Broadway quality, and always Christ-centered. Next up is David, opening March 8, 2025. Other shows included the Duttons, Hughes Brothers, Pierce Arrow, which features a world-class baritone and a Guinness-acknowledged bass voice, Doug Gabriel, tribute to ABBA, and Hot Rods and High Heels. They, too, sparkled. Branson is a family place on both sides of the floodlights, central to its warp and woof are shows dominated by families, including 3 generations of Duttons and their across-the-street neighbors, the Hughes brothers. They even borrow each other's grandbabies for Christmas presentations. This year's, the Hughes brothers have 4 babies available, 2 on loan to the Duttons for this holiday season. The Clay Coopers have to be proud of their son, Colton, star of the Hot Rods show, a high-energy production featuring 1950s music. Doug Gabriel has been at it for decades, playing a stringed instrument his dad made from, get this, a car muffler. He calls it a muftar, the garment that his Branson has barely been touched. Experiencing it, tied with a visit to College of the Ozarks, never grows old, at Christmas and throughout the year. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.
Let's see if you like it over here.